Welcome to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti. I'm back after a week at the Super Bowl. It was a tremendous week for me. I know not for Eagles fans or NFL fans who didn't want to see the Patriots win. It wasn't a good Super Bowl, 13-3, one of the most boring games that I've covered, Super Bowl games that I've covered. But it was a great week leading up to it. I had an opportunity to be on Radio Row for a week doing podcasts for the AP. And a guest lineup was from Jerry Rice to Sarah Michelle Gellar. So it was a lot of fun. But I missed you guys. I missed being here on The Fanatic. And a lot has happened this week. A lot has happened in Philly sports. And first of all, the 76ers GM Elton Brand goes out there and makes some moves. He gets Tobias Harris. He gets some bench help that puts this team in position where they are a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference Finals, to where he says he would be disappointed if they don't reach the Eastern Conference Finals. And then the Phillies, not to steal anyone's thunder, but Matt Klintak goes out and makes a trade for JT Realmuto, best catcher in baseball, arguably, most likely. I would say he's right there. Just what he does on the field, at the plate, behind the dish, his arm, his receiving skills. This is a guy who's going to fit, young guy who's going to fit in nicely. And this is what you had happen this week, Philly. Your two GMs stepped up, and they made moves. And this is a city that oftentimes is very critical of the guys who are making decisions, the guys who are sitting there in the front office pushing all the buttons and making the decisions and the signings and the trades and the free agency and all that stuff. And we know the Phillies are still waiting on Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and I think Matt Klintak has done all he can do. It's up to the players, the two players, if they want to come here and which one is going to be the guy who wants to come here, because we know the Phillies are going to more than likely outbid anyone else. And I think both guys are sitting back, and there's going to come a point maybe this week where they say, hey, this is the best offer. Maybe Philly's not our first choice, but this is the best offer. Look what they've done to enhance the team. The Phillies are now, projections have them anywhere from an 84 to 86 win team. With Bryce, it's an extra 4 wins. With Manny, I think it's an extra 3. And, you know, all that stuff. But this is a time in Philly where, and here are the Flyers coming off another win where they're 9-0-1. This is a time in Philly where you can, a rare time in Philly where you can sit back and actually praise the decision makers and praise the GMs and say, great job this week. Doesn't necessarily guarantee you anything. Doesn't mean the Phillies are going to be a contender. Doesn't put the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals. But Elton Brand did what he had to do within the limitations and that he had to acquire a guy in Tobias Harris who fits in so nicely. And I had a chance to go down there last night and cover that game against the Denver Nuggets. And I was impressed that you had a group of guys who just got to know each other, just arrived in Philly, 4 of them being integrated into the lineup, and to see the ball movement, to see the passing, to see the guys playing unselfishly, to see how they came together defensively at the end of the game. It was very impressive, and I sit back and go, hey, imagine how much better they will be in 2-3 weeks, in a month, in the playoffs, when they've had time to understand each other's tendencies, when they've had time to gel, to build chemistry. So you are right now in this city looking at a 76ers team that's a legit East Conference Final contender. You have a Phillies team, and I think the NL East is stacked, but the Phillies are, before they even get Bryce Harper, with Realmuto, McCutchen, Segura, David Robertson. I know they didn't upgrade the starting staff, but I think they will at some point, whether they get Keuchel now or whether they wait into the season. They look like they're going to be a contender. And we know that the Eagles are absolutely a team that's in the mix, that should be in the mix next year for the Super Bowl. And as bad as the Flyers were a month ago, look at them now. So a couple things I want to ask you today. First off, who do you think of these teams is positioned better? Who is positioned better? We're now, what was it, a year ago yesterday, February 8th, today's the 9th. A year ago, they had the parade which team now, when you look at the Phillies, the Sixers, the Eagles, I don't think the Flyers are going to get any kind of love in this. But who is positioned better? Which team is positioned better to win the next championship, to bring another parade to Philadelphia? 610-632-0975. So I want to start off with that. But I also want to hear, if you were someone who criticized Matt Klintak or Elton Brand, have you come around? Do you take it back? Are you now impressed with what they've done? Are you satisfied with your GMs? So I want to give you an opportunity to walk back some of your criticism if you were critical of these guys, or to just flat out say, hey, great job out of our front office. There's a lot of negativity out there. I like to spread the positive. Great job out of the front office in Philadelphia. So if you want to praise them, 610-632-0975. You want to walk back your criticism, we could do that as well. And who do you think's the team that's in best position to win the next championship? I'm not so sure who it is right now. I'm not convinced. The Sixers have upgraded their team. But they're still right now, as of right now, they're still in a 4-5 matchup with the Celtics in the first round. And I know they got to surpass Indiana, but it's still a 4-5 matchup with the Celtics. They've upgraded. The Phillies are a contender. The Eagles, we know what they were 2 years ago, and we know how far they went this year. So I'm not so sure yet. I'm not ready to make my choice. I want to hear what you have to say on that. 610-632-0975. Donald in West Oak Lane, thank you for holding. You're going to be my leadoff hitter. What's up, Donald?
All right, how you doing? Hey, right now I really think that all of the Philly teams are doing good. You got the Eagles that just won a Super Bowl. You got the Phillies that just made their move. I'm hearing about the Flyers, even though I'm not really into hockey, you know, but I feel like, you know, we making pretty good progress. Now, as far as the Sixers, I really like, you know, the pickup with Paris, that, you know, being on the team now. And I really feel like they got a legit top, you know, chance to win the finals. Not just the Eastern Conference finals, but, you know, playing Golden State. I do think that they need a few more, moves. But I feel good about them.
You think, Donald, they got a legit chance to not just win the East, but to beat the Warriors as they are currently right now. And it's hard to add anybody because the trade deadline passed. You're going to have to look at buyout guys.
Yeah, I do. I honestly do think that they can beat them. You know, I do think that they need to get a few more pieces. But for the majority, you know, I really feel good about us. When's the buyout market start? Like when is that starting up?
It's out there. Guys have already signed. Wesley Matthews already went to Indiana. So guys have already gone out there and signed. I'm trying to look and see who's out there that could help the Sixers in the buyout market. We know what they did last year, bringing in, and thank you, man. I appreciate the call, Donald, bringing in, Ilyasova and Bellinelli. Who's out there that the Sixers can add at this point? Carmelo Anthony's, he's not an option for this team. I mean, the Lakers were considering him, and there should be other teams that are considering him as well, but that's where the Sixers are right now. If they're going to upgrade this team, it's got to be through the buy. It's got to be through the buyout market. But what they have on the roster as of this minute is a strong starting five, a very strong starting five. And this is a team that looks like they got five scorers in that starting lineup, and I don't know that I've ever seen that ever in Philadelphia. You go back to last night, they honored Moses Malone and retired his number, and they had the 82-83 championship team. They had Moses. They had Dr. J. They didn't have five scorers in that starting lineup. Let's go to Dan in Collegeville. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, Rob?
How are you?
Good. So I'm a football guy. Mm-hmm. I love Eagles. I just got back into the 76ers and the Flyers. With that being said, I think it's the 76ers. And here's why. Like you just said, they have five shooters and they just improved their bench. All right. They've beaten the Warriors in a one game series, not saying much, but if they can beat them, that's unseen. The reason why I pick them over the Eagles is because the Eagles, they have a lot of young talent, but they still have to go after a lot of players. They need to go find their running back. They need to solidify their cornerbacks. We don't know what Ronald Darby is going to do. We don't know what Sidney Jones is going to do. We need linebackers. There's still a lot of positions that they need to solidify before I can say whether or not I think they're going to win another championship. I think they're going to be contenders, but if you tell me the next 2 years if I think the Eagles are going to win or the 76ers, I think it's going to be the 76ers.
Yeah, I agree with you that the Eagles have holes that they got to fill. They have some flaws on their team on the offensive line where they got to fill in and some at running back. And this is a team that until they make those moves, at this point, maybe if the 76ers don't win this year, and I don't think the 76ers are going to win this year, maybe in July we're looking at the Eagles and saying, hey, okay, they're in better position right now. But as of today, I got to agree with you, Dan. I think the Sixers are ahead of the Eagles as of today.
We're going to have to see what they do in the draft. They got some nice draft picks. You know, that is where it's really going to fall on Howie to where go out, pick your guys, fill your positions. You got to fill Jason Peters. You know, you're not going to have Brooks to, you know, begin the season. He's going to be coming off a torn Achilles. You know,
and they might let Brandon Graham, and depends what they do with Nick Foles. Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. They might let Brandon Graham go, which I probably would do because of the money situation. They have to attack this offseason the way Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots do. And sometimes it's difficult to part from guys who have, because of the loyalty factor, who've been here for a long time and they have relationships with. But guys like Jason Peters, guys like Brandon Graham, it's time to move on from guys a little. Maybe in one of the, I don't know that it's too early for either guy, but it's better a little early than a little bit too late, and that's what the Patriots have done to be able to sustain their success. And just watching that team and being around them and up close for a week and seeing how they go about their business, the Patriot way, is so impressive. We will never in sports ever, I can't imagine we're going to see a run of sustained success over that lengthy period of time where a team wins six championships and goes to the title game nine times in 16, 17, 18 years like they have. Let's go to Joe in Philadelphia. You're 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Hey, so I just wanted to call in, and I was listening to your questions that you had.
Yeah.
I think right now that I think, honestly, it has to be the Sixers because, like the last guy just said, we don't really know what the Eagles are going to do. Obviously, we don't really know how healthy Carson's going to be also.
Right. I think he's going to be able to come back from this back issue, and he's going to be better because the knee will be 18 months removed from the surgery, 19, 20 months removed. So, but you're right. You can't go into the season saying, hey, I know what I'm going to get, because we don't just yet.
Also, what do you think's taking so long for the Phillies to actually sign Harper? I know they both said that their Machado and Harper's camps both said that, you know, they want the other to sign first. But at this point, I mean, what are we waiting for?
Here's where I think it is, Joe. I don't think it's the Phillies' problem. I think it's the players. This isn't their first choice, and we've heard that before, and I kind of believe that they don't want to, this isn't their first choice. And what they want to do is wait it out as long as possible to see if somebody comes in there and gives them anything close to what they want. If not, I kind of believe that the Phillies have probably let both agents know that, hey, before you sign with anybody else, give us an opportunity to not only match it or top it, but blow it out of the water. So if they really wanted to be Phillies, either one of those guys, I think that would have happened already. Doesn't mean they won't. Doesn't mean that this isn't going to be the best deal that they get. But I kind of think that that's where it's at, Joe. Appreciate the call, by the way. It's dragging on into pitchers and catchers report this week. And these guys have not signed, and It is frustrating. It is disappointing for a lot of fans out there, because you would have the number, and it's got to be disappointing for the teams and the front office and the executives and the sales, the ticket sales staff, because the number of season tickets, once they do get one of these guys, are going to skyrocket a little bit. But I really don't think that the issue is the Phillies and what they haven't been able to offer. I think the issue it lies in the players don't necessarily want to be here first. They have other options. They, whether it's New York, whether it's Chicago, whether it's L.A., whether it's Washington, whether it's now you see Bryce Harper going out to San Francisco. And the Phillies are sitting back going, okay, before you sign with anybody else, we're going to match it. And we're going to top it. And we're going to beat it. Because if we know how much money the Phillies have. We know that they're willing to blow teams with the stupid money comment that John Middleton made. If that were to get, they would have had it, they would have made the deal already. So I think it falls on the players and the agents, because both agents, of course, want the other guy to sign first. Let's go to Mike in Willingboro. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, bud? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
Hey, great show, man. Great show. You posed a couple of very interesting questions at the start of the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, just to caveat off of what you were just saying about these two guys, Machado and Harper.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to come play baseball in Philadelphia, then don't come here.
That's
somewhere else.
Yeah, we talked about that before, Mike. It's, yeah, if these guys don't want to be here, you don't want them.
Yeah, if they don't want to be here, I don't want them. Like, I'm 32, man, and I've been around, you know, not too long. But I'm about sick and tired of these prima donna athletes, man. you're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars to play a child's game.
I hear you.
You know, everybody in Philly is clamoring, come here, come play ball here. You don't want to be here, man, don't come here. Go sign somewhere else. Go make the money. Do whatever you got to do, man. But don't just drag us along. It's like you said. Pitchers and catchers report this week.
Yeah, you even have, right. Mike, you even have players on other teams in the city, like Zach Ertz saying, hey, Bryce Harper on Twitter, what's taking so long? Will you come here already? So when you have not only the fan base wants you here, other star players on other teams in the city are lobbying to get you here. It is frustrating.
It's confusing to me, man. And I think these two guys are setting a precedent, you know, that's going to hurt Major League Baseball as far as stars. And also, man, I think the owners are starting to wise up, man, giving guys $300, $250 million, and then the guy gets hurt or he doesn't produce. And, you know, the big market teams are, you know, like prime example, New York, you know, they gave Stanton all that money.
Yeah.
And last year wasn't that great of a year. And I think, you know, the ownership guys are starting to say, wait, hold up, wait a minute. You know, we're not paying these guys all this money. That's even though the Phillies got stupid money and they want to throw it out there. But if a guy doesn't want to be here, man, I'm saying just don't bring him here.
Go ahead. What do you got on the Sixers real quick?
Man, on the Sixers, you know, some of the trades, I kind of scratched my head when they happened. Mm-hmm. But looking forward, man, I mean, it's happened. It's done. I did not want to move on from Markelle Fultz just as a fan because I believe he's a baller.
Yeah.
He's got some mental things going on, man. But I think the Sixers are in a position to contend. And I don't think they're going to win this. I don't think they're going to win a championship this year. I don't even think they're going to be in the championship this year, to be honest. But I think come summertime, if they're able to keep Jimmy and sign Tobias, I think we're going to have a great core going forward for the next 2 to 3 years.
I agree with that, Mike. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. That is a question that was addressed yesterday by Elton Brand, and he said every indication he has received from the front office is that they will be able to go out there and sign Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and keep that core four together going into next season and for years beyond that. And that's going to be key. And I know losing Markelle Fultz, for those who don't want to see his talent go, is difficult. But hey, that clears money under the salary cap. You get rid of his $8-9 million, and I think it reached a point with Markelle Fultz where it just wasn't going to work out here. 610-632-0975. I got a guy who wants to roll back his criticism. I love it. Jerry Gary, hang on. You're going to be coming up next. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Rondo blocked by Embiid.
Ben Simmons.
Simmons on a jam. Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let me tell you about the Uncles. Ram Truck Month is on at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram Trucks. At Family, you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram Truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at Family, you get oil changes, safe inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. They care about you. It's the uncles. They care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
And bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Car lovers everywhere can't stop talking about the Philadelphia Auto Show.
I love getting hands-on with all the latest models.
You get to see classics, muscle cars, exotics, and movie cars all under one roof. It's a great way to spend family time together. We come every year, and there's something for everyone.
There's nothing like the Philadelphia Auto Show, February 2nd through 10th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com. Proudly sponsored by Xfinity and State Farm.
It's Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. You can't miss this bonus buy. Get a heart and key pendant at $200 value for just $29.99 with any $25 purchase. Up to 10 per person while supplies last. Save 50 to 70% on men's suits, separates, overcoats, and shoes. Her new favorite scent, Juicy Couture Viva La Juicy Eau de Parfum. A $56 value is yours for just $30. And take 70% off diamond jewelry she'll love. Boxed and ready to give. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't mess around. They could take everything from you. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. Like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating from the BBB. They can protect your paycheck, assets, and everything you've worked so hard for by fighting to get you the best possible tax settlement. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So, congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the Chair Event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2.99 while supplies last.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seeds, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Sports Talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. I got a little bit of the trying to play hurt stomach bug that plagued Joel Embiid yesterday. But I figured if Joel can go out there and drop 15 and 12, I had to get up and go speak at a men's conference at a church in South Jersey and had a great time doing that. Went home, took a nap, got up. I felt like my body was just beat up. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to kick it in the teeth. But let me say this. When people, you ever hear people question, say, hey, what would you rather have? A stomach ache, a stomach bug, or a sore throat? Anyone who says the stomach over the sore throat, you're like way off. I hate it. It's absolutely terrible. Give me a sore throat. Not that I want a sore throat, but give me a sore throat because, hey, I have no appetite right now. Only thing I ate all day was crackers. I will take a sore throat because at least I'll eat ice cream or something with a sore throat than I would over a stomach bug. It is annoying. 610-632-0975. My man Gary in Boston has been hanging on. He had to live through another parade. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Gary?
Oh, man. No, you want to talk about feeling like you have the stomach bug.
I can imagine what you're going through.
Man, I felt like I had it all week. Jeez, give me a break, man. I had a couple of things that I just wanted to touch on. I'd love to hear your response to all of this.
Sure.
First of all, let's get this out of the way with the goaltender, Hart, and that's the best I can do with my boss.
No, don't do that, man. Stay. Be you. You be you, Gary.
That was the best I could do. But anyways, if he doesn't suffer a sophomore jinx next year,
right.
I think the Flyers are there in the Eastern Conference Finals, all the conference finals. I think if Wentz stays healthy, they're in the conference finals. I think if the Sixers continue in the direction they're in, they end up in the conference finals next year. Next year could be and maybe this year too, by the way. I think it could be a very exciting season this year. And next year, I think we could see three teams in the conference finals. I'm not sure about the Phillies just yet. It depends on what these other teams are doing. And the AL East, and I'm not a Boston fan or a New York fan by any means, but that's a strong, strong division. Also, with the Machado thing and Harper. Do you think that some of the reason they're hanging in there and no one's really pulling the trigger yet is because of John Middleton's comment about stupid money?
You know what? If that money isn't matching up, if their offer isn't matching up to what they think is stupid money, yeah, that could be a hang up. But I think both teams and both
agents, because I think they're thinking that, hey, you know what? He's willing to spend anything. Let's date every other team in the league.
Yeah.
And then come to him.
Draw, like, they know, I'm pretty sure, both agents and both players, and they know that the Phillies want them and are willing to outbid anybody and spend as much money as they can.
Be, especially with the moves they've made. And, and one more question I have for you, Rob, real quick. Do you think the Flyers will be buyers at the point they're at? Or are they still sellers and trying to maybe?
It's a couple weeks away, Gary.
Next year,
yeah. There's 6 points right now out of the playoff spot. They have a couple teams to leap over. They got a lot of young talent coming up. I don't know that. Hey, if you make a deal that kind of gives up a prospect or something like that, and now you, what do you do? You get in as one of the final two teams, and you're still out in the first round.
Exactly. And what I'm thinking is with that prospect. Is going to get the Flyers a veteran, but the Flyers veteran will get them some prospects, which maybe they can wheel during the offseason
and get them
a veteran.
That's what I would do, Gary.
Next year.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would look to add more younger guys than I would to add. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Enjoy Boston over there, and I know he suffers through what's happening with the parades. How about that parade this week, huh? How about that parade where they talk about Philadelphia Eagles fans and Philly fans, but you see I'm sure everybody's seen this. It went viral. Those knuckleheads just beating on each other, wailing on each other. And didn't Gronk say that he said, I'm sitting here chilling on the float and somebody hits me in the face with a can of beer. How about that? But we, the Boston fans aren't made out to be the worst fans in the world like they do and say about Philadelphia fans. And that just ain't right. And I say it all the time. All the time. When people nationally want to harp on Philly fans and they, hey, I had to endure it for a week in Atlanta for the Super Bowl because everybody knows I'm from Philly. And if I mention the Eagles or I mention Philadelphia, they're like, oh, you're a homer, you're this or that. And I'm like, as everybody's discounting the Eagles for next year and talking about who they think are going to be their contenders and the Saints and the Rams and all the Patriots will be there. I'm like, hey, how about the Eagles? You don't think that the Eagles with a healthy Carson, I think a healthy Carson Wentz is going to put them right back in the mix. I know they got other holes, but hey, I had to represent Philly while I was doing the Super Bowl thing down there in Atlanta. All right, Jerry wants to walk back some of his criticism. I wonder which GM, or is it both? Jerry and Lansdale, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, man? How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, Jerry, you're on, man. You're on.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Wait, is your wife giving you some chores to do right now?
No. first of all, I want to say the topic is you took some creativity with the topic of like rolling back your criticism. I thought that was what you call pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And
now I'm going to, it's original. Because I'm a writer too, songwriter. So now listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Brown, I criticized him many a times on his station, right? But what he said the other night, listen, he put a gauntlet down, man, and it was hard. Hear me?
Yeah.
And he spoke my language. Yes, it was hard. I don't know if you heard it hard, but I heard it hard, and it was a dog whistle to Jimmy Butler. And what it was saying was, okay, you want to win, you want to yell out and do all this stuff. We got plans. Let's do this. And basically, if you don't get to the finals, you ain't getting that contract.
Ooh.
That's what I heard.
That's how you heard it, Jerry?
No, that's how I heard it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I think that at this point they went out and made those moves and they have every intention of keeping these guys. But suppose they don't gel. Suppose last night was just a one night thing and they get bounced out in the first round. Man, they got to reevaluate then, Jerry. They got to reevaluate how they're going to spend their money. And depending on how those two guys play out. Yeah.
Right, but they roll in the dice and I like that. And Tobias, always liked him. It's funny, I never thought about getting him, but he's a cool guy, and he got a cool, like a butter game. I think his game won't fit in with anybody.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. I just got to see him now a couple times here, and I'm like, this guy fits in nicely here.
He don't mouth off, neither.
No, he's embracing the city. Like, he really, last night, he really was amazed at the reception and the reaction he got from the fans, and he appreciated it. He really did genuinely appreciated it.
So, Brett, you got an amnesty from me.
All right, Jerry. Well, hey, you are man enough to roll back your criticism, and I appreciate you doing that here on the air.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, man. 610-632-0975. Anyone else want to step up? Do you want to step up and say, hey, I have been overly critical of whether it's Brett Brown, Matt Klintak, Elton Brand, whoever it is? You want to step up and say, I have been overly critical, and now I look at what the GM of the 76ers has done. He moves on from Markelle Fultz, not a guy that he drafted, trying to clean up a little bit of some of the mistakes that Colangelo made. He has now added Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris to this roster. Elton Brand, since what, November? We're talking about a four-month span where he's added two star quality players to this team and taking them from being a team that they were a number three seed last year without Jimmy Buckets and Tobias Harris. And I know they traded Saric and Covington and lost some pieces, Bellinelli and Ilyasova, but to move on from those guys and bring in the quality of the player that you have. And hey, James Ennis comes in yesterday and he knocks down 2 3-pointers. Mike Scott didn't do so much, but hey, Marjanovic, how about Marjanovic? He's a very likable guy. It was fun to be around him, fun to see how he was also welcomed here. They're going to have some fun, this team, and maybe Zaire Smith comes up and is healthy and able to contribute. What Elton Brand has done is worthy of praise. So if you've criticized him in the past and you want to stand up here and say, hey, I apologize, I criticized him, or Matt Klentak. Matt Klentak has taken a lot of heat last year at the trade deadline for not trading Sixto Sanchez for Manny Machado, and I applauded him not doing that, and now Sanchez has been moved for JT Realmuto, and I'm okay with that because of the fact that Sanchez didn't come back from his arm issues, and Realmuto is a guy who they could not get in free agency. See, Manny is a guy they could have acquired in free agency, and who knows if they would have kept him after last season. They still haven't been able to sign him. So I applaud the moves that he's made, all of those moves. I came on the first day of free agency. I was here and said, I don't know, and I want to give Harper or Machado all that money. I'd rather bring in 4, 5, 6 other guys. And, well, now they've brought in 4. 610-632-0975. All that, and answer this question for me. Who do you think, which team in this city is better positioned right now to bring you that next parade in Philadelphia? 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5. The Fanatic.
December was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. And now January has turned out to be the best month Wall Street's seen since the 1980s. Is 2019 going to be a bull or bear market? Investors are looking to February 13th for answers. That's when some of the most well-known bulls and bears in the world will come together to discuss what you should do with your money right now, including how to know the exact date to sell any stock you own. Special guests include hedge fund manager Whitney Tilson, legendary bull Steve Sugarrood, and famed value investor Dan Ferris. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Over the past decade, Dr. Smith has helped over 50,000 investors determine the perfect time to sell their investments for maximum profit. To learn about this major event and how you can attend absolutely free, go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity Store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Natalie Eganoffia from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at Jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms on.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia. Beyond 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh! 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Danny in Delaware, you're on The Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I really, really love what Elk Brand did with this team. I would have never thought that he would have been able to build such a good roster. I mean, they said they were going to do the star hunting in the summer, and it was depressing because they didn't get anyone. You know, there were talks of LeBron, whatever, and then they do this. Like, I've been a diehard fan since the 80s, and just I love everything they're doing. And I think this is the best team they've had since that last championship team. I mean, it's
you know what, Danny? I look at the ability to have five guys on the floor who can score at any time. Like, you have five guys who can light it up, who can score 20. It's in the starting lineup. That's unheard of.
Yeah, it's the side of Golden State. And the thing that they have now that they didn't have last year is they got three guys on the floor that can create their own shot. And Ben, Tobias, and Butler that can create off the dribble. And that's what killed us last year in the playoffs. We didn't have that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had Ben, but we didn't have Butler and we didn't have Harris.
And those are the two key guys, of course, as we all know, Butler and Tobias Harris coming in here. Like you said in the beginning, they talked about star hunting, and we thought it was going to have to be after the season. And who knows what would happen in the free agency market. Durant, Kyrie, guys ticketed for New York. Is it going to be tough to get guys to come to Philly? Well, now you got two of them. You can give them more money than anyone else. They want to keep them. This could be a core four that they could carry for the next several seasons.
It's amazing. I mean, Elton Brand gets an A+, but I'm going to the game on Tuesday, and I hope Philadelphia brings their A game because I'm going to bring mine.
I'll be there, Danny. I'll be sitting in the press row on the floor behind the basket, so if you see me, shout, all right?
Oh, well, you're going to hear me. I'll be one of the loudest ones in the building. I'm just for the record, I've been to 15 games this year. We haven't lost yet, and we ain't losing on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we got to make sure you get to the playoffs when they happen, all right?
I'm going to bring it.
You got it, Danny. Take care, buddy. Let's go to Mitch. And yeah, he's 15-0. How about that? 15-0. He's got a better record than Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner doesn't even have a 15-0 record. I think, what is she, 13-2 or something like that? 13-2, Brian. 13-2 for Kendall Jenner and 15-0 for Danny in Delaware. We got to make sure Danny gets to all the playoff games. Mitch in East Windsor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, Rob? Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Sore throat or stomach ache? Which one do you prefer?
I'd rather have the throat, but I think with you, the last thing you want to have is a writer's cramp. Well, you know, I can't do any drum roll.
it's a good one. Hey, I also don't want a sore throat when I got to talk on the radio, so that's I've had that, and it's been a struggle. But hey, we're getting through. We're getting through.
This is your hobby. This is your second love,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Get a Michael Conley.
I won't even put it up there. It's number two, but let's move on.
I mean, it's a good show. You guys said, how long has he been GM, Elton Brand? How long has he been a GM?
What's Elton Brand been a GM since right before the season started? Because Brett Brown was handling it over the summer, so it's just a few months.
Well, he's doing a heck of a job. I think he's done the best in this trade line, trade deadline just passed, than the other GMs. Especially you combine some bad trades and some bad drafts.
Yeah.
He might be the GM of the year. I think Tobias Harris is going to be your second best player. I think they're set up to be contenders in the conference and get to the finals. But two things, they got to do something about this cap. Otherwise, that's why the Golden State are in that position right now. It's kind of like a shade. It's very soft cap. That's why they can have, like, right now they have five superstars, practically.
This helps the Sixers next year because they can pay Butler and Harris more than anyone else.
But definitely, I want them to keep Harris. And also with the lottery, if you don't make the playoffs, you get one ping-pong ball. It's like algebra. There's the chances I'm ringing about with the top pick or the 14th pick.
Yeah, but isn't it weighted, Mitch? The ping-pong ball is weighted, so depending on where.
But that's conducive to tanking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to get rid of that?
Oh, I never really liked tanking, but at the same time, I understand when you're stuck in the middle being a 4, 5, 6, 7 seed, 8 seed, and you have no other way to get superstars. Hey, the Sixers sacrificed for all the process and everything else what Sam Hinkie did, and I appreciate the call, Mitch. Thank you. They had to make those sacrifices, and if that's what needs to be done to get you to be an upper echelon team, an elite team in the NBA, it's too bad that it takes that. It's too bad that that's what you have to go through and your fan base has to endure terrible seasons. And in the Sixers' case, it was three of them, and Boston only did it in one. So I get it. You don't want to be a 40-42 win, 45 win team year after year with no chance at the NBA title. And here we are now, and the Sixers have a chance to be they're legitimate contenders in the Eastern Conference, and who knows what happens. Who knows what would happen if they get out of the East and they play Golden State and they go to a 7-game series. I don't think that this is going to be the year that they win a title. I still think that they need more time to play together, gel together, but hey, what I saw last night, that was a team that hardly had any time together. As Brett Brown said, right off the bus, right off the plane, hey, let's go out there. And he said he called his play sheet frugal because he didn't have a lot of plays on there. The guys didn't get to practice together, so he didn't have an opportunity to work anything specifically for Tobias or specifically in certain sets or certain situations. And there was a point in that game where they did have Jimmy Butler on the court with four backups, and I thought Brett Brown was hysterical with his answer. This was an interesting comment from Nuggets coach Michael Malone. He said, you look at that starting lineup, aside from J.J. Redick, they have size, length, and athleticism. They're tough to handle. And he's sort of taking a shot against the guy who scored 34 points against his team, the leading scorer for the other team. Hey, he says they have size, length, and athleticism, aside from J.J. Redick. But J.J. can shoot the ball 6-for-7 from three-point range, and the Sixers win last night 117-110. As you look at it now, and you look at this week that happened in Philadelphia with what the Phillies did, with what Elton Brand did, you got to be happy and praising the GMs and very thankful for what they've done. And I know they haven't won anything yet. Neither team has done anything yet, but they've given you excitement. They've given you reason for hope. They've given you the marquee names and the talent and brought in players here. They're not just sitting there on their hands. They're trying to elevate both of these clubs. So if you were critical of either of these guys or anyone else and you want to walk back your criticism, I want to hear from you. And who do you think is the team now who's in best position to win that next championship for Philadelphia? 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. February 7th, 2019. Blockbuster Day Deal in Philadelphia, and 97.5 The Fanatic is all over it. The Sixers trade Markelle Fultz to the Magic for Jonathan Simmons, plus first and second round picks. The Phillies agree to acquire catcher JT Realmuto from the Marlins for catcher Jorge Alfaro, right-hander Sixto Sanchez, and left-hander Will Stewart. We are your inside connection to all the city's breaking sports news, and listening to your reaction, this is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. Gary Barbera's bigger, better, better. Durango. $16,666. Ho, ho, ho. Your radio's not broken. You heard me right. You can buy a Gary Barbera Durango from a crazy $16,666. Financing, don't worry. Instant credit. Come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Durangos, Durangos, and more Durangos. You do anything, go anywhere. Big, bad, better Durango. $16,666. It was the star of the show. Buy it at Barbera from a crazy $16,666. Come and get it today at the Big Barbera Bargain Corner of Barbeck and the Boulevard in the Great Northeast. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
No, Durango price. From $16,666 for well-qualified clients.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. High, wide, and handsome, big, bad, bodacious Durango. $16,666.
Tyrone Johnson here to tell you about my Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart. The Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart this week is 76ers center Joel Embiid. After the Sixers 117-115 lost to the Thunder, Embiid said, quote, "I'm pissed that we lost that game. We had it," unquote. Isn't that what you want from your star athlete? You want a guy who hates losing and is pissed when his team goes down. It's this hate-to-lose mentality that will allow Joel to be a beloved player in the city of Philadelphia for years to come. This is Tyrone for the Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit myfamilymobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at myfamilymobile.com.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seeds, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's 5 o'clock, 97.5, the Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. This is an interesting question on Twitter, and I'm at Rob Motti, 2 A's, 2 D's, and also at 97.5 The Fanatic. You can find us. Bill says, what world are we living in that a major market in win-now mode with the most money isn't the ideal destination? Hope that's all media agents speak. I know you're just going off what you hear, so not attack. I know that it sounds crazy, Bill, but when you look at playing in Philly, and this is hard. I grew up in a city. All right, I grew up in a city. I live in South Jersey. I've never lived anywhere else in my life, ever. Never. Had opportunities to go, never left. Never wanted to go. Right now, I would wish I was in Florida, and I will be in March for spring training. But we, in this area, it's difficult for anyone in this area to look at the city and say, well, we got this, we have that, it's great here, the fans are awesome. But then when you look at guys like Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and you have an opportunity, if they have an opportunity, which it clearly doesn't seem like they have that opportunity, but would you rather be in L.A. or Philadelphia? In Bryce's case, would you rather be in D.C. where you know you're comfortable, you've been there, or would you rather be in Philly? In Manny's case, would you rather be in New York with the team you grew up rooting for, the Pinstripes, or would you rather be in Philadelphia? So I understand that as a fan, you're taken aback and you're like, wow, I can't believe like the Phillies have the most money. It's a major market city, and fans and players don't want to be here. Now, there's a lot of players who have that preconceived notion of the city, and they don't want to come here. And then some of them end up here, and things change for them. Some of them end up here and go, oh, wow, this is a great place to play. But it all depends on how their career turns out and how they're treated. But then I want to take you to this situation. Look at the way Carson Wentz has been treated in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz went from being the man to factions and sides divided and get rid of him and fake stories being written about him being selfish and being a team issue problem guy. And so when you think about coming to a city where stuff like that gets fabricated about you and fans can turn on, not all fans, there's, I would say, a majority of Eagles fans understand what Carson Wentz brings to the table and recognize that he is the future at quarterback for this team. And I don't want to get into a Carson Wentz, Nick Foles thing, but I'm just trying to explain like why some players will look at this city and go, yeah, I don't want any part of that. I don't want to be part of a city that can celebrate me one day and turn on me the next, not because of anything I did, but because I got hurt and my backup rose to the occasion. So I'm not in Bryce Harper's mind. I'm not in Manny Machado's mind. I can't tell you their exact reasons for probably not wanting to be here. If they wanted to be here first, if that was first on our list, it would have got done. And I think that the only reason it hasn't happened yet is because they're waiting and hoping that they can get something better from someone else that's a more desired location. Now, Philadelphia can't compete with L.A. You can't compete with other cities as far as weather in some areas. If you're talking about down south, you're talking about the West Coast. You can't compete with Hollywood and the glitz and glamour if that's what is attractive to someone. So some guys prefer to be in a more laid-back town that isn't going to be on them 24/7 if they strike out or if they don't live up to their contract. So I don't know that that's the case with either of these guys, but talking to enough people and just I've covered Bryce Harper now every series he comes to Philly for the however long he's been in the league. So I've been around him and teams that and the writers that cover him and just to get to know the guy, like he would fit in here in this. He would fit in Philadelphia, but I don't sense like, hey, if he had his list, it's not at the top of the list. And then Manny Machado, a guy who's known to be a little sensitive towards criticism and the whole Johnny Hustle comment and the fact that he has made it clear he doesn't want to go all out on a routine ground ball or pop up. And I personally have no problem with that. But knowing the mentality of the Philadelphia fan base who canonized Chase Utley for sainthood because of that, well, I can understand if Manny doesn't want to be here either. Lewis and Pennsauken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it like, I mean, I try to look at it from the player's perspective. I mean, as a free agent, you know what I mean? When it comes to baseball, personally, I think I understand what you're talking about with the different variables that's going into, you know, their decisions. But also, I understand this too. These agents are trying to set a precedent. Especially Boris, he's the kind of guy that he's trying to set a new price for the market, not just for Harper, but also for all his other clients that are coming down the pike. So I know where he's coming from, and, you know, with his influence with Harper. But when it comes to basketball, listen, I'm gonna be honest. I want Jimmy Butler to stay. Mm-hmm. I want Tobias Harris to stay. But if Jimmy Butler does not see that he may never, in the rest of his career, be in a situation like Philly, then that's his decision. You know, you understand? But don't blame Sixers management if any of these guys leave, because you are with a city. You've got a packed house every night, number one in attendance in the NBA. You're going to max them out, give them the money that they want, and you got a chance to win. You can't. Any teams can't do any more than that. And one thing about fans, when we would talk about with the process and why would you do that, the reason why you do that is because of the fact that, like this, free agents are not guaranteed to come to your market no matter how much money you throw at them.
Exactly. We saw that. We saw how that played out with NBA free agency, where the Sixers like basically had to just hope and beg for even a meeting with LeBron James that had no chance of happening. You can't guarantee anything in free agency.
But you know what? I blame partly with the media with LeBron. You know why I say that? I researched and found out LeBron had bought a second home in L.A. in December of 2017. Mm-hmm. You may buy one summer home. You don't buy two homes in a city that you don't plan to reside in. One is a summer home. The other one was the one he was building. His mindset and his decision to go to L.A. was planted way before that summer. He had no. He likes to keep attention on himself. He had no shot.
I agree with you because you saw how quickly it happened. I appreciate the call. You saw how quickly that he signed, it seemed like there was no other team that had any other shot at landing LeBron James, and he ended up in L.A. The Sixers have done everything they can to be an attractive destination spot for free agents. Now, if a player does not want to come here, whether it's the city, whether it's the climate, whether it's the culture, whatever it is, you can't force them no matter how much money you're giving them. In the case of Jimmy Butler, in the case of Tobias Harris, hey, I saw firsthand last night how appreciative Tobias Harris was of that fan reaction. And it was genuine. This is a guy who was taking it all in and was like, wow, this is really cool. This is very neat and very exciting to be welcomed this way, to be appreciated. And even to a lesser extent, Marjanovic, too. He's going to be well just because he's 7'3", and he's just does all these goofy things. And you see the video out there. He's dancing with Tobias, and he's going to be well-liked. Now, as far as Jimmy Butler goes, he's probably not going to find himself in a better winning situation. And what the Sixers have done and what Elton Brand has done and positioned themselves to be a contender and also to bring in these two guys, have them on this team for a run this year, but also give them as much money because they can give them more than anyone else with the Supermax and everything else, that they can keep them. And I believe Elton Brand, when he says, hey, the management has given me every indication that we can go out there and keep these guys and make every effort to bring them back. Now, things could change. If the Sixers stay in a 4-5 matchup right now with the Boston Celtics, I don't like it. And I know they've improved their club and they're a better team now. I think there's a lot of people out there who would say a 4-5 matchup with Boston, a team that's had their number, is not going to be an ideal spot for the Sixers in the first round. If they can get up to 3, if they can, I'd almost rather drop to 6, but I can't see that happening. But if they can get up to 3, and it's possible, they're tied with the Celtics right now at 35-20, and they're both teams are a game behind Indiana, which could be fading at some point. So I do think that the race is to get to the 3, to where you play the Brooklyn Nets in the first round. But suppose it doesn't work out that way, and it ends up being a 4-5, and they go out in the first round, and either Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris don't play well, or things just get unraveled, and whatever it is, they may reevaluate. Hey, I don't know if we want to give these guys or bring them both back. But as of right now, that's absolutely on the table. And I think we have to evaluate Elton Brand for what he's done in his short time as a GM. And I heard one of the callers earlier say he could be executive of the year. Outlaw Jonesy on Twitter, well, I can't read this one, but it's he said, you said that Elton Brand was worthy of praise for what he did at the deadline in Jimmy Butler trade, and he takes it a step further. So, but in other ways, he wants to praise Elton Brand also. So we're giving Elton Brand his due. What about Matt Klintak? I want to hear from you, if you have been critical of Matt Klintak or even the Sixers and the way they've gone about things in the past year, and you're ready to man up, to step up and say, I was wrong. I take back my criticism. I may have been frustrated when I called this station 250 times and complained about whoever, and I want to take it back. 610-632-0975. Brian, did we make the poll? Did we make that a poll question or no? The next team we think is going to win a championship.
We will right now.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, just based on the first hour or so of calls, that it's going to be the Sixers who end up on top. But to be fair, let's put all four teams over there. I'm positive it'll be the Flyers in fourth. I'm interested in seeing who's 1, 2, 3. I think it's going to be Sixers, then Eagles, then Phillies. But I can make a case to where the Phillies could leapfrog one of those teams. How about you?
If the Phillies land Keuchel and Harper, I would say they would be in the driver's seat this year.
You want both guys.
I would think they would have to land both.
Both guys.
Because I think they need some pitching
to
go along with this monster lineup.
I agree that I'm not completely sold on their starting staff. I think what they can do, though, is go into the season hoping that Pivetta, Velasquez, Ben Lively get better. Count on Nola. You got to count on Nola being Nola. I don't know that Jake Arrieta is going to be any better than he was. He might take another step backwards. Jared Eichhoff's kind of a wild card. He's a guy who, if he's healthy, when he's healthy, he's a quality pitcher. I know he's not an attractive name for people, but that's also an area where they can upgrade once they get into the season. I'd be concerned about a Keuchel contract because of what Jake Arrieta did. Does he scare you? Does Arrieta scare you off of Keuchel?
A little bit, but they need a left-handed pitcher. So, I mean, long-term,
yeah,
Keuchel would scare me, but for 2019, I'd be all in.
There, like Gio Gonzalez is still out there, and I know he had a terrible year last year, and I'm wondering, like, maybe you can give Gio a prove it 1 year deal, cheap money, and see what he has, and if he doesn't have anything, you just move on from him. But maybe that you can go the cheap route with Gio Gonzalez.
Yeah, they could also wait to the deadline as well, yeah. See what you got, and then maybe go after a guy like Blake Snell.
Yeah,
you know, you can go for the home run instead of, you know, signing one of these guys that have been around.
So if you had to go 1, 2, 3 right now, so we all know Flyers would be 4. If you had to go 1, 2, 3 in order of which team is in better position to bring you the next championship in Philadelphia, who's your 1?
1 is the Eagles. 2 would be the Phillies, because I think you can win, any team can win the World Series in baseball. I think it's a little difficult to win the NBA championship.
Just get in.
The Warriors are just stacked right now. It's going to be tough. I see the Sixers eventually winning a title, but I don't know if it's going to be this year. It might not even be next year, depending on what the Warriors do. I would have the Sixers at 3, the Flyers at 4.
Wow. So you go Sixers at 3 because of the Golden State Warriors factor.
And it's tough to win an NBA title. I mean, look at the Oklahoma City team that had Durant, Harden, and Westbrook, and they couldn't even win a title.
Can you imagine they had those three guys and couldn't do anything with those three guys? This is a tough one. I'm really interested in seeing. So
let's put it out on the poll and see what you guys have to say.
Get that up there, Brian. And let's see, that's Brian McLaughlin doing a great job over there. 610-632-0975. Who do you say is better positioned in this town? Which team? We laid it out for you. You look at which team is better positioned to win a championship next in Philly. When you look at the Sixers, you go, do they have... I'm not saying get to the finals. I'm saying win a championship. Maybe the Sixers have a better team right now than the Phillies or Eagles, but could they... It's going to be a tough road to get to the finals with Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston. It's a tough road to get there. And then you'd have to beat... We all assume Golden State would make it, but it's a tough road. We're not talking about getting to the finals. We're not talking about making a run. We're talking about winning it all. Brian picks the Eagles, and I want to see what they do in the draft and who they bring in and who they add and who they subtract. But then if you get a top 2 seed in the NFL and you get a bye, you only have to win 3 games. You have to win 2 to get there and then win the Super Bowl. So the road isn't as daunting in the NFL as it is in the NBA, where you have to win series after series after series after series. And then baseball, Brian hit it right on the head. It's just get in and you have a chance. There's no real dominant team. There's no Golden State Warriors in Major League Baseball. There's no New England Patriots in Major League Baseball. If you get in and you're one of those teams and your guys are hot and you have 2 star quality, top of the rotation starters that you can ride for 4 out of your 7 games, you can win. You can win. So I look at the Phillies where they are right now. Yeah, I still like to see Bryce Harper. And I went back and forth, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper. I said it a couple weeks ago when I was here before I left for Atlanta. I've swung back to Bryce Harper, and I'm staying there just because of the way the makeup of this team. I don't mind Michael Franco at third base. I know Gabe Kapler and Matt Klintak don't like him at third base. I don't mind Michael Franco at third base, and you saw him hit 270 last year. You want to say, hey, if he's in better shape, if he can improve his defense a little bit. But he's a guy who can give, if you bat him 6 or 7 out of Michael Franco, and you get a guy who can hit 25 homers and drive in some runs, I would take that if it means bringing in Bryce Hart. So it's Harper and Franco as opposed to Manny Machado and what, Nick Williams?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Phillies, now they added an all-star shortstop, they added an all-star catcher. Just right now, without Harper, without the Dallas Keuchels or any rotation upgrades, they added David Robinson. Do you think they're a playoff contender right now? Because I kind of think they are.
Yeah.
At least for that second wild card.
I think they're a wild card contender. I think they're a team that's in the mix for 84 to 86, 87 wins. And I really like the moves they added. I think JT Realmuto is going to really upgrade the pitching staff. When you add that guy behind the plate, somebody who pitchers really, when you hear Matt Klintak rave and say, he never says things like this, but hey, I'm getting texts from people after I made the trade saying what a great catcher he is and how much pitching staffs appreciate working with him, I think that's going to help them big time. And then you get Segura, who's been over the last 3 years a 300 hitter at shortstop. And then let's not forget, hey, Andrew McCutchen may not be the 2013 NL MVP that he was, but Andrew McCutchen's also a guy who is an upgrade for them. And David Robertson in the back end of that bullpen, whether he's getting big outs in a 6, 7, 8, or 9, I think this team is markedly better right now than they were at the end of last year. They were 80 and 82 last year. I think they have 5 more wins based on this, 5 or 6 more, and that puts them right in the mix.
And that's where I'll roll back some of my criticism for Matt Klentak, because in the beginning of free agency, he went out and signed McCutchen on like the second day, and I'm like, yeah, oh, that's great and all, but let's put our focus towards Harper Machado, and now we're sitting here, you know, it's almost Valentine's Day, and these guys haven't signed yet. So I got to applaud him for going out and get Real Muto, going to get Segura, going to get Robertson and McCutchen. That's a heck of an offseason.
And I give him credit for not only for getting Segura and moving on from Carlos Santana.
Yes, getting rid of and putting Rhys Hoskins back at first base.
You moved on from Santana. You admitted that it was a mistake giving him a 3-year, $60 million contract. You were able to move him after 1 year, and now you get to put Rhys Hoskins back in a position where he's more comfortable.
That's not something you see often, a general manager admitting a mistake.
You're right.
That quickly. And kudos to Matt Klentak for admitting that mistake.
No, you're absolutely right. Because a lot of times there's stubbornness. There's a lot of times where guys were like, hey, I want to be right. I want to make sure that this isn't held against me. And they're concerned about their next job. And they're concerned about their job security. But he was like, hey, I'm able to do this. And it helps that he's able to bring in a position of need in Gene Segura. But that was an upgrade. Brian is walking back his criticism of Matt Klentak. How about you? Are you going to walk back criticism of Klentak, of Elton Brand, of the Sixers, of Brett Brown? I had a caller earlier, Jerry, say, hey, I was critical of Brett Brown, but he wants to take that back. There's still people out there that every time the Sixers lose, they're going to be, hey, fire Brett Brown. They'll never win with Brett Brown. And I want to see how he does this year with all the pieces. He's got all these guys now together. He has a team with a starting lineup that is unparalleled in the Eastern Conference Finals. You have 5 guys, all guys who can score the basket. It's a nice situation for him to be in. They have some depth. They don't have a tremendous amount of depth on the bench, but they have some depth, and I think James Ennis is going to be a nice addition. Here's the other thing with James Ennis and Tobias Harris. They're high character guys, and that helps when you have maybe if anything is an issue in that locker room, whether it's Jimmy Butler or whether it's Ben Simmons or even if it's anything with Joel Embiid, and Joel's got some maturity issues still. We see that. We know that. And he's a beast when he's healthy and he's out there and he's playing. He's a monster. But to have high character guys like Tobias Harris and James Ennis in that locker room, I think it is also going to help significantly in ways that we don't often look at and say, well, that's an incentive or an added bonus. So it's good. It was great moves by Elton Brand. I really like what he did, and I think they're in a nice spot, in a great position right now to make a run. Depends where they end up. 4-5 seed against Boston, that'll be tough. We did put the poll out there. Which team do you think in this city is in better position to win a championship next? And I have some guys who are weighing in on this on Twitter. Pete says Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers. We can all agree that the Flyers are going to be 4. He's got Eagles, Sixers, Phillies.
We got almost 500 votes already, and the Sixers are 62%. So recency biased. Yeah,
we got
about 500 votes already. So the Eagles are 27%. The Sixers are at 62%. The Flyers are at 2%, and then Phillies are at 9%.
So the Phillies are only at 9. I would think that the Phillies would be closer.
And some people are upset that we're not factoring in the draft and free agency for the Eagles, but just have some fun with it.
This isn't the
SATs.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. What can we do? Hey, if you did this after the draft, End of April, and the Sixers are bounced out of the playoffs. You can't do this. So we're doing this exercise right now. 610-632-0975. Which team is in better position to bring you a next parade? I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, what a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, the Fanatic.
So just like you, I grew up around here, listening to sports on the radio, and wanting to be like that voice that was calling the game. You know that voice, the one that put you on the edge of your seat when our teams were winning, and that same voice that made you slump back in your chair when they weren't. Chasing a childhood dream I had, I found the Connecticut School of Broadcasting of Cherry Hill on the internet at GoCSB.com. After attending a studio tour, I was learning how to become a sports broadcaster, all while keeping my current job. It's been 10 years I've been calling play-by-play at a Division I university from some of the most historic venues in all of college sports, and every day still feels like the first. Do you want to chase your dream and be that voice? Go to GoCSB.com today. Sign up for a studio tour just like I did. Day and evening classes begin in March, so you better hurry. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Reinventing training in broadcast media.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Leif Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Colder, drier weather restores order at the mountains this weekend, and snowmaking trails have proved resilient. Groomers have done their part to dig in deep, so we've got a great spread for this weekend. Spring Mountain with 5 runs going until 9 tonight. Shawnee Mountain with 23 trails, 100%. Open. Blue Mountain from the steeps to the cruisers, 39 trails. Both Big Boulder and Jack Frost at 100%. Night action at Big Boulder till 10 p.m. Camelback, 36 trails and tubing chutes. Smugglers Notch, Vermont, over 50 trails.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti. And this weekend's programming is brought to you by J.L. Freed Honda. Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. 610-632-0975. A lot of people checking in on the next team to win a championship in Philadelphia. Who do you think it will be? And we have, all right, so Pete says he likes the Sixers lineup right now. Ben played terrible last night. Joel was sick and wasn't himself. They still handled a very good Denver team last night, and I still think they have a shot to be great. Yeah, Joel was not feeling well at all. He stepped it up when he had to, played some defense, huge block at the end of the third quarter. I do think they have a shot to be great. It's a tough road in the East. Well, this is a 76ers fan because that's his handle. Phillies can't be one or two because they need Harper and Machado, or one of them, and another starter. The Sixers also need another season of these guys playing together. Regardless of the Warriors, with only Harden and CP3, the Rockets took them three games, and Chris Paul was hurt too. I disagree that they need Harper and Machado. I think they have a team that's already a contender. If they add one of them, then they're automatically right there in the mix. I definitely don't think they need both guys. In fact, they should not go out there and get both guys, because I think it depends. It depends. Now, if you get both guys at a low 150s, 160s, 5 years, 6 year deals. Short term, yeah. If you're still ending up giving them 10 years, it depends on what they would get them at. I don't think they need to get both and a starter to be a contender or win a championship in baseball. Get there, just get there. Be the hot team. The Phillies only won what, 92 games in 2008. They won 92 games in 2008. They didn't have a real ace. They had Cole Hamels just pitch out of his mind in the postseason, and Brett Myers was the number two, and Jamie Moyer was the three, and Joe Blanton was the four. Now, they had an offense that absolutely raked. Absolutely. So if you add Harper or Machado, I think you could be in a similar spot as the 08 Phillies. That's if they add one of those guys. I still think they got a shot to be a wild card team and contend. And it's also going to be a tough NL East. It is a tough NL East. Captain South Philly, my man. I'm from 10th and Wharton, by the way. He says, high character in the locker room has followed the high character front offices coaches, Brett Elton, Doug Howie, Gabe, and Klintak. That's how it all starts, and especially how you keep it going and keep players together. Hype for our city sports these days. He's hyped up. I'm watching more Flyers, too. Flyers make a move today, too. Flyers make a deal today. 9-0-1, 6 points out of a playoff spot. But, hey, if there's a sport where you can just get in and make some noise, it is the NHL, and you ride a hot goalie, and you can go far, but I still, the Flyers are not moving off number four on my list of which team is going to be next to bring you a championship. Jim in Collingdale, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, Rob? How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, I was thinking about a guy as you were saying that, and I was, you know, dead wrong about Hinkie. He's spot on. Like, this is exactly what they always preach to me, the Hinkieites. That once they had all the assets, they would go make moves. I know he's not this particular guy that did it, but the plan worked, you know. So I got to take back my hate of Hinkie, and
so
he's right.
You were an anti-Hinkie guy, Jim, and were you loud and vociferous about it? Were you calling in the station, going, "Hey, this is terrible. They shouldn't be doing this." How boisterous were you about it?
Well, I was just against the whole losing on purpose, and I just. Basically, the whole tank thing, which I guess I was kind of short-sighted with, you know, that eighth seed team. Like, they were never really going to do anything. But you had, like, hope, like, oh, if you could make a move here or there. But as you watch it unfold, the Warriors developed, and, you know, the chances of you hitting on the draft pick. Like, we had the two pick and took Evan Turner. I mean, that could have been right there. But obviously, the chances of hitting are not. So what his plan was is to get as many as you can, I guess, and then even though that stunk losing,
yeah,
and it got you some stars.
How far do you think that they can go this year?
I've liked them from even after the move. I still think they need time to gel, you know. So I think if they can gel in these next whatever 28 games or whatever's left, I think they can get like a 3 seed, and then go. It's still tough though. The Raptors are deep, man. You know, you watch. So it does. Getting those bench pieces might even be more important, like Ennis and Jonathan Simmons. You know, they might be more important than the actual star, you know, and then having a backup center that might be able to actually do something when he comes in for the few minutes he's in.
Yeah, and you saw him last night. He got 4 points. Jim, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. That's the thing about the Sixers, trying to put them at number one ahead of the other teams, is the fact that, hey, this is a tough, tough conference. Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston. I know the Sixers just got better, and we don't know how much they're going to come together and gel down the stretch here and going into the postseason and the playoffs in April and May. But it's going to be challenging to come out of the East, let alone then standing at the end, assuming Golden State does it again and they come out. It's going to be a challenge. So for as positive of a move as it was that Elton Brand made, and as much of a next step and a good step that they made here, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be tough. And that's why I can't pick. If I'm asking you, so I got to put myself on the spot. I've kind of avoided it here for a while because I'm still not sure who it would be. But the Eagles, I want to see them improve a little bit. I want to see them pick up some free agents and get somebody in the draft who can help. But then you get a guy in the draft, and how much of an impact can you get at 25 in the draft? And I still think they have some flaws, but I do feel that they can bounce back. Again, they also have there's a lot of teams in the NFC too next year. I think the Cowboys are going to be, I don't believe in Dak and Jason Garrett, but I think they'll be in the mix. And the Giants, I would expect to get better. And if they end up with Nick Foles, they're going to be better. So it's going to be a tougher division. You have the Bears. You have the Vikings have to improve. I had an opportunity to catch up with Kirk Cousins and chat with him for several minutes and did an interview. And I know that the guy gets absolutely vilified. He does. He got the 80, whatever it was, $83 million in guaranteed money. And he goes there and he just falls apart at the end, and they couldn't even beat the Bears and help the Eagles get in. But he's such a likable stand-up guy, and it's tough. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him, and he's really still frustrated. He was still frustrated, but I think there'll be a better team next year. And all the division stuff, Drew Brees is for in the South, in the NFC South. As long as Drew Brees is still playing at a high level, the Saints are going to be right there in the mix. And the Rams, I think, are going to take a step back. It's difficult to lose a Super Bowl and get back to it. The last time that happened and a team lost and came back and won was Miami in the 70s. We know the Bills lost 4 in a row back in the 90s. I think the Rams take the Patriots lost and, well, the Patriots this time, lost and came back and won. They were the first team to do it since the Dolphins in the 70s. Did Miami go? I mean, did New England lose when they lost to the Giants? Either of those two times, I don't think they went back the next year. No, it couldn't have been, because if they then that wouldn't have been Miami's the most recent team. So I feel like the Rams are going to take a step back. I was not impressed at all with Jared Goff. I think it puts to rest the Jared Goff, Carson Wentz comparisons. That who would you rather have? Hey, I know he won two playoff games and got to the Super Bowl, and Carson has not himself won a playoff game. I got to think Carson Wentz would have put up more than 3 points against Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl. What I saw out of Jared Goff and Sean McVay right there in Atlanta was they were scared. They were scared. Listening to Sean McVay talk in a mic'd up version to Bill Belichick on the field before the game, it was almost like he was borderline like hero worshiping the guy. Like, you're so great, and I've followed you forever, and it's amazing how you do all this stuff. It was like, dude, you're going to go out there and play against them right now. I didn't see any aggressiveness out of Sean McVay. He didn't do anything remotely close to what Doug Peterson did last year, and that's reflected in the result. They only scored 3 points. I didn't want to get into any kind of Carson and Nick Foles thing, but since the last time I was on here and I was really hot on the article that came out about Carson Wentz, and I told you how I felt about it. To recap, I did not put any credibility into it whatsoever, none at all, and I still stand by that. And since then, I know Carson has come out and spoken to a select group of media, and he did that last Thursday before the Super Bowl, and the stories came out on Monday. So I was at the Super Bowl, didn't have an opportunity to do that. If I want to talk to Carson, I can. And I want to get into my thoughts on what he said, because I heard some people say, well, this absolutely validates the story. This absolutely makes the story true. I kind of know what I would have said if I was Carson Wentz, and I know how he handled it, and I want to get into that. 610-632-0975. We'll do that coming up next. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Gargano.
Welcome to the program. You're part of this whole thing. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. Gary Barbera's bigger, badder, better. Durango. 16,666. Ho, ho, ho. Your radio's not broken. You heard me right. You can buy a Gary Barbera Durango from a crazy 16,666. Financing, don't worry. Instant credit. Come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Durango's, Durango's, and more Durangos. You do anything, go anywhere, big, bad, better Durango. 16,666. It was the star of the show. Buy it at Barbera from a crazy 16,666. Come and get it today at the big Barbera bargain corner of Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Pre-owned Durango price from 16,666 for well-qualified clients.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera. High, wide, and handsome, big, bad, bodacious Durango. 16,666.
Hey, sis. What you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Calling all Autobots.
Transformers are descending on the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction. One weekend only. February 8th to the 10th. Check out replicas of the world's first fan-built Optimus Prime truck, the Bumblebee Camaro, and the newest Bumblebee Beetle. All 3 days of the event. Meet and greet Saturday and Sunday only. Live-action characters of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. For appearance times and to buy advanced tickets, visit gpkauctions.com.
Autobots, roll out.
The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. All right, so I wanted to give you my take on what Carson Wentz had to say to a select group of media last Thursday. The stories were held and they were released. I believe they were all released. I think they started coming out the night of the Super Bowl. I believe they were coming out the night of the Super Bowl. I think I was still in Atlanta when I saw that and I saw that they had been coming out. So here's the thing, and you hear that some people go and take what he said and say this is validation for the article, and this absolutely makes the article true, which, by the way, was a one-sided complete hit piece where the writer had an agenda. He wanted to attack Carson Wentz for whatever reason that he has a personal vendetta against him, or I don't know what it is, but that's why it came out that way. It was written that way. There's no reason to write an article where you don't ask for anyone else's opinion about a player. You only get negative stuff about a guy when you have a locker room full of players who will tell you the opposite, and not to include that in there is not journalism, and it was just a disgrace, and it was absolute garbage, and I stand by that. And what Carson did when he came out and said, so there's 3 points to it. There's the one where he apparently or supposedly bullied offensive coordinator Mike Rowe. Well, Carson shot that down. So he had an opportunity. People are saying by him saying what he said about being possibly being selfish that wasn't that validates it. Well, here, let's look at it. So what he said about the article said that he bullied Mike Rowe. So someone, a source, quote unquote source, whether this was a source who was a player, seven people removed from the player, like a player's father's high school's coaches, best friend's daughter's dog, whatever it was, that apparently that Mike Groh was bullied by Carson Wentz, and Carson said that he did not feel that that was accurate. He didn't say it that way. The way he said it was, and I'm trying to find these quotes right here. I know, and that's a fantastic job out of NBC Philly transcribing the entire interview. So thank you. I don't know if it was Dave or Rube, whoever did that, transcribed the entire interview. But he said, as far as Mike Rowe, that he's got a type A mindset, that sometimes these are healthy conversations. He didn't see it as bullying. I don't know what it would mean to say, quote, bullied him. I'd say that's kind of disrespectful to Groh. I don't think anyone bullies Coach Groh. And then B, I think we have a great relationship and it's just going to keep getting better. So that line I was kind of blown away with what that would have meant. So that right there, he's dispelling the nonsense about bullying Mike Groh. And as far as resisting running Nick Foles' stuff, he said that the idea of running Nick Foles' stuff, we both see the game differently to some extent. But to say I was resistant to running his stuff and then vice versa, there's just so many things to the X's and O's of the game. To say a blanket statement like that just doesn't necessarily do it justice. We both like different concepts, but overall we're running similar stuff and we kind of base it off of what's the defense given us. It's such a blanket statement that there's too many intricacies to that don't necessarily apply. So right there, those 2 points, the fact that he resisted running Nick Foles' stuff, shot down. The fact that he bullied Mike Groh, shot down. So the only other thing is the perception by some people that he was selfish. And he handled this very well. He handled it the way I would expect Carson Wentz to handle it. He handled it the way someone who is a humble leader, someone who is completely confident in who he is, but also at the same time very well aware that none of us are perfect, that not everyone is going to feel the same way about us. And that he said, rather than get mad about it or get angry about it, he's got to look at himself and see what kind of things was he doing. He was injured, and because he was injured, maybe he was spending too much time alone rehabbing. As opposed, he said, maybe I wasn't the greatest teammate at times because I was emotionally kind of all over the place. So he handled that perfectly, and he answered that question the way I would expect a humble, strong, confident leader to answer that. He can't come out there and say that was absolutely garbage and nonsense. Leave that to others to say that. I've said that. He's not going to say that. That's not who he is. Because if he stands up there and says that's absolutely garbage and nonsense, now he's being arrogant. He's being cocky. He's being conceited. Because none of us can assume, no one can assume that everyone likes you. No one can. Now, whether or not these were true and accurate and actually from teammates who matter, I seriously doubt it. And I've said that. Because I know the player and I know the other players and his teammates. Now, could someone, 14 people removed from Carson Wentz or another player in the locker room have a perception of him like that? Maybe. And the best way, the responsible way, the humble way you answer a question like that is to say, hey, maybe I wasn't the best teammate, or maybe there are things about me that I need to work on. Because all of us need to work on something. I know people out there, some like me, some hate me. Some love me. Some people out there, for whatever reason, may not like me. And that's fine. And I get that. And maybe there are some aspects of my personality that may rub you the wrong way. I sure see it on social media. So it doesn't validate the story. It doesn't give the story any more legs. It doesn't say, hey, oh yeah, now that he answered the question that way, doesn't mean those things are true. He just handled it professionally, humbly, and like a leader. Steve in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I just want to pose a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, he's in town for the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually, there's nothing going on, so he's probably hanging out with, I think, probably Ben Simmons, because, you know, they're good buds.
Yep.
I just got a feeling Ben isn't going to, he might not stick around next year. You know, he's got his girlfriend in L.A.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are concerned about that. Hey, the Sixers can give him more money than anyone else. If he wants to go to L.A., and if that's where his heart is set on it, and money is not the driving force, and it's being in L.A., and it's playing with LeBron, and it's being in Hollywood, then there's nothing that the Sixers can do to convince him to stay. But
yeah,
they can offer him the most money. I don't know where Ben's head is at. I don't think any of us do. He doesn't say much. He doesn't talk much. He doesn't really show his personality. If it's competing, if it's a competition between the city of Philadelphia versus the city of L.A., and Ben chooses
and a
L.A.,
girlfriend.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know that the girlfriend is much of a factor. She's here all the time. It doesn't. People have, whether he's in L.A., she's traveling the world anyway. Maybe she's in Paris. She's here. She's doing it. I don't think that makes that much of a difference, because you can't base your life decisions on a relationship like that, because I don't know how long that's going to last. And God bless them. Maybe they get married and live happily ever after. If he wants to play with LeBron and be in L.A., man, Steve, the Sixers can't do anything about it.
So what do you think the chances are all four of them staying, and JJ?
And JJ?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And JJ, all four of them and JJ for next year, I would say maybe a little bit less than 50% that they can make that happen. But they're going to have to – how much is JJ going to get paid? And he's going to get paid a lot of money. And if they give both guys almost max money, because that's what they have to do – it'll be tough, man. It'll be tough. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Ben Simmons and LeBron getting together. I'm assuming they'll probably hang out tonight. They'll probably be hanging out tonight and get together if they're that close. And I know people are concerned about where Ben Simmons ends up down the road. Don't worry about down the road. Let's see how far the Sixers can get this year and next year. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. This is the home of Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, a put-down jam.
Joel Embiid.
Embiid boxes shot.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick rocks the house.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler nails a triple.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified returning FCA lessees get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
If you're an investor in the stock market or own stocks of any kind, listen closely to find out exactly what to do with your money.
money right now. Bulls say the market's going to continue to go up. Bears say the market is extremely overvalued and we're in for a dramatic fall. Find out how you can become a fearless investor in 2019. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com and register for this major event happening February 13th. If you're an investor of any kind, this is an event you don't want to miss. Featuring special guest former hedge fund manager Whitney Telson and legendary bull Dr. Steve Sugarud. Experts will be making their prediction on what's in store for 2019. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Register now and get Dr. Smith's free report, How to Know the Exact Date to Sell Any Stock You Own. Don't miss this special free online event, February 13th. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video walls. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentleman's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com. There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Sign up is free, and members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And if your headlights need to be replaced, now's the time to do the job. New headlights help boost visibility, which means you'll be driving safer, even in the toughest conditions. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion, and once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options. PlaySugarHouse.com offers the most exciting live in-game action on pro and college basketball. Bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals from anywhere in New Jersey. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
O'clock, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti. I'm here till 7, 610-632-0975. The stomach thing is quieting down. The headache's still pumping. But hey, at least the stomach one, man. That stomach bug, oh, that's nasty. It's quieting down. I still have no appetite for food. All I had today were saltine crackers. That's it, and some tea. I did something today for the first time. So I started here in May. What are we in? February, what's that? Nine months. I did something at the Fanatic Studios in the offices here for the first time in my 9 months here. The first time in my nine. I've never done this thing here ever. If anyone can guess that, if you know what? I don't think anybody's going to guess that. I told Brian. I'll tell you what it is later. I don't think anybody's going to be able to guess that one. Check on our Fanatic Twitter poll after this week's moves. Which team is in best position to win the next title? Over 1,500 votes in less than an hour, and Sixers are running away with it at 61%. Eagles at 24, Phillies at 11, Flyers at 4.
I thought the Eagles would be a little higher.
I expected the Eagles to be. I didn't think that the gap would be 61, 24, 11. I thought maybe 40, 30, 20.
Now, I guess that people must not think that any of these teams are going to win a championship here in this calendar year, because it's going to be tough for the Sixers not only to get there. I do think they can get there, but yeah, to beat the Warriors, that's a whole other thing.
Wow. Yeah, I still haven't decided who it's going to be for me. Or Terrell. It's like T.O. Terrell or Terrell in Philly? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's
Terrell.
Up?
Terrell.
Terrell? Okay, Terrell.
Yeah, I'm cool with T.O. though.
I'm going to call you T.O. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. And I'm definitely picking. I want to talk about Sixers, but I'm definitely picking the Eagles to go before the Sixers.
You're going Eagles first? Okay.
Yeah, man, of course. Come on, man. With all these super teams in the NBA, come on, man. Next thing you know, the Knicks is going to be the next super team in the East.
Well, it can happen. They get Kyrie and they get Kevin KD. It can happen. So
and Zion is over. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And that's long term. But anyway, I really love that Sixers trade, man. I really think they got deep. I'm really still not understanding. I know y'all, everybody keeps saying Melo ain't this, Melo ain't that. There's no way in the world Melo wouldn't be a great piece for the Sixers coming off the bench. I don't care if that's 12 to 14 point Melo coming off the bench. That's way better than free throw jump shot shooting T.J. McConnell.
I would have to say, he wouldn't be taking T.J. McConnell's spot, though, because T.J.'s playing the backup point.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is, who's the main, out of the five bench players that we got, who is the main person that is leading our team coming off the bench?
Well, yeah, now you got James Ennis, you got Mike Scott, Wilson Chandler when he gets healthy.
James Ennis
None of them are Carmelo, but would he be able to come in, fit in here, and be happy with that 12 to 14 minute role?
I think he will, because he will also be on a championship team, and you also got to remember, Melo name still will sell tickets, and
they don't have any problems there, though. They sell out, man. There's you know,
six points. Come on. Anderson is giving you 6 points. At least Melo can give you 12.
You got enough ball to go around if you got Melo on the floor with, well, you got five guys now who can get the ball. So I hear you. I hear you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Melo, we talked about this months and months ago, and people flipped out about the possibility. Like, would you even think about it? I don't think it's in their thinking. I really don't. I don't think that's anywhere. I don't think that's something that Elton Brand wants to do. I can't see him going that route for Carmelo Anthony. Now, is he better than what they have on the bench? Of course. But would he be content with that role? Could he come in here and be a guy? That's the question. Like, you don't want anyone. You don't want to disturb what you have going on, and you've already had rumblings of it, and you've already had guys like Jimmy Butler who are strong personalities, and you get Tobias Harris in here, he's going to fit in perfectly. I think he's an ideal guy, high character guy. He's going to fit in nicely, but I don't know, man. I don't see that being a fruitful situation. Charles in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
Hey, Rob. Always great to hear you.
Thank you, man.
Rob, first, before I get my Sixers and Phillies point, first, because people are driving me nuts with the Ben Simmons thing. He can't go anywhere. He's not going anywhere. He's a restricted free agent. Worry about this in 2024. He cannot go anywhere till after 6 more years. He's not going anywhere. The Sixers will match any offer, Rob. So he's not going anywhere. So that's probably, he's not an unrestricted free agent after his contract. He's a restricted free agent who the Sixers will match any offer. So he's not, in 2024, people can start worrying about it, but not right now. Now, quick Sixers point and Philly's point. First, the Sixers. I think this trade makes them close to being the best team in the East. I think they've surpassed Boston. I think they've surpassed Milwaukee. I think they'll be either one of them teams in a series. Toronto is a little, they worry me, but you know what? I still think the Sixers will get by them. So, I do got the Sixers in the finals as of right now. I think they're going to make it. Now, as for the Phillies, Rob, I disagree with you about Bryce Harper. I love what Matt Kontak's done, and I'm not worried about Harper or Machado. They're going to get one of them. To me, they're going to get Harper. Boris is playing the game. We all know about Scott Boris. We know the history with Scott Boris. But to me, I think Bryce Harper, I think the Phillies by far have the best offer on the table, and I think next week Bryce Harper is going to sign it. If you had to, this is an educated guess on my part, I think he'll be a Philly either Monday or Tuesday because he's not going to want to miss a lot of spring training.
So if the Phillies add Bryce Harper, does that, in your mind, make them instantly a World Series contender?
I think I wouldn't say that. I think it makes them a playoff team. I wouldn't say it makes them a World Series contender, Rob, because I think they have to add another starting pitcher, which I think they will do. I think they're going to add Keuchel shortly after that. But no, I wouldn't say it makes them a World Series contender until they add another starting pitcher. But I think it gets them close. But right now, if I had to rate the four teams in the city right now who's going to win the next championship, I would rate it. My order would be the Eagles number one, Sixers two, Phillies three, and Flyers number four. Even though I will say this about the Flyers, though. If this guy, Carter Hart, is as good as... I have not been this high on a goalie, Rob, since Pelly Lindbergh. And I said, had Pelly Lindbergh lived, they would have won Stanley Cups. I will say this statement to you that I said to a friend tonight. If Carter Hart is as good as I think he is, they are going to win Cups with this guy. And there's not even a question in my mind about that.
All right, Charles, I appreciate the call. He thinks they're going to win Stanley Cups with Carter Hart. He said, not since Pelly. Ron Hextall was... Hextall carried them to that 87 final against Edmonton. They lost in 7 games, but he carried them to that final. Yeah, I know Wilson Chandler got traded. I know that. Sorry. Mike in Ridley Park, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hi, good evening, Rob. First off, with a caller about Carmelo Anthony. Let me explain something to that caller. Carmelo Anthony is a black hole in space for a basketball team to go to die. Nothing said about that. Secondly, I can't figure out where Adam Silver, whose side he is on, in this issue regarding LeBron James, and it's obvious to me he was colluding with Anthony Davis. So what does Adam Silver do to punish? He punishes not so much LeBron James, but he goes and supposedly punishes the New Orleans Pelicans for resting Anthony Davis?
For what was it?
He rested, and the NBA threatened the Pelicans for sitting Anthony Davis down or not starting them or not using that bogus rule not having his starters.
Right, right.
So where is Adam Silver coming down on this? Okay, I don't understand what his motives are. Who's the commissioner of this league, LeBron James or Adam Silver?
They don't want the league doesn't want players to be rested. San Antonio was doing that for a long time. Remember, Pop would go and they would rest 3 or 4 guys at a time. He didn't get fined. So it is interesting that Adam Silver would do that. Very interesting.
Right. So I understand LeBron James wanted to go to Los Angeles. I understand the move. It wasn't so much about basketball. It was his desire to become some media mogul. And from what I understand and from what I can see, he's kind of become one. Congratulations. More power to you. But you understood when you went out there what you had and who was he going to play with? So all of a sudden now, I want to play with Anthony Davis. I want to play with so-and-so. I want to play with this guy and that guy. Extra guys. No. You know, you're not the GM. You're not the coach. And you're not the God bless the commissioner of the league. You're a basketball player. And if you don't like who you play for, you went there. You made the choice. You made the bed. Go lie in it. Otherwise, you know, Adam Silver, have a backbone. Find him. Suspend him. But get him out of the God bless the league once and for all.
Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. He's fired up. My man Mike is fired up about LeBron James and Adam Silver. In regards to that is what LeBron has. That's what he does. He goes to a team. He surveys the situation. He knows what they have, and he basically acts as sort of a GM because he wants to bring in this guy and he wants to bring in that guy. Now, I can't blame him for wanting a talent like Anthony Davis, but how do they go about it? Is there any collusion behind it? Mike brings up some very, very good points. 610-632-0975. So, I'm going to... It's been... I go back and forth with this. Eagles, I want to see what they can do. Sixers, can they win a chance? I don't think the Sixers can win a championship in 2019. I think this conference is too difficult. And the guys that they just acquired, I know they played well last night. There was some chemistry. I'm going to expect there to be some growing pains. And I think it's going to take them time to gel and build some chemistry. So, if I don't think that the Sixers will win here in 2019, and I don't know how the Eagles have improved their team yet going into the 2019 season, because you have Golden State in the NBA, because you have Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston, and it's going to be a dogfight getting out of the East. So as positive of the moves that Elton Brand has made to upgrade this roster and make them a legit contender, I don't think they can win it all in 2019, and I don't know what the Eagles are going to do in 2019. So as we sit here on February 9, and I ask you the question, which team is in the best position to win the next title, I'm going to say the Phillies, because I think the Phillies are Bryce Harper away from being a strong contender, and because in baseball you don't have to be a dominant team, you can get by winning 91, 92, 93 games, win a division, get into the postseason, and then be hot and upgrade your team at the trade deadline. I know they only have 10% of the votes and we're over 1,700, but I'm going to go with the Phillies as the team that's in best position to win the next title in Philly. Now, I could change my mind in April or May if I see that the Eagles have made significant upgrades, and I can look back at the Sixers. By then, we'll know how far they are in the playoffs, or they could be one and done if they get Boston in the first round. But that's my reason for it. That's my logic, because I do think the Phillies are still going to, as much as Manny and Bryce may not want to be here, and they're holding out hope that someone else gives them, I do think they're going to end up with one of those guys, and I think it's going to be a player, whether it's Bryce or whether it's Manny, I think it can get them over the top to win a division. And if you win a division, you can win it all. You can. We saw that in 08. None of us coming off 07 when they got swept in the first round, the division series by Colorado, we're going into that year saying, hey, they're going to be a championship team this year. But they got hot at the right time, and I know they had a stacked lineup too. But that's my team. I'm going with the Phillies, and it's only got 10% of the votes, but I'm going with the Phillies as the team that I think is in the best position to win the next title in Philly, and I'm saying that as of right now on February 9. Again, everything can change in 3 weeks, and it can change in 3 months for sure. But as of right now, I'm asking you, I got to put myself on the spot and tell you who I think it would be. It would be the Phillies. 610-632-0975. Jason in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
All right. You know what? I'll say this. I think it's actually the Sixers, but I think that the Eagles could, just because you only got to win three to four games to win a Super Bowl, and they've already done it. But I wanted to talk about the whole thing with the NBA and LeBron and the Sixers. I think the Sixers are a coach away. Like, there's no way in the world the Sixers ever should lose to any of these teams in the East. I've never seen a coach have so much talent and people still have questions.
Wait a minute, Jason. So you don't think they could win again? You think they should beat these teams in the East and Brett Brown's holding them back?
I do. I do. Because what it is, he gets out-schemed by those guys. That's clearly what it is. Those teams, they're deep. Okay, I get it. But when you think about, like, the level of talent that the Sixers had, he always get out-schemed by those guys.
He got out-schemed in last year's playoffs against Boston.
Yep.
And
yep,
this is the first time we haven't even seen him play Boston, Toronto, or Milwaukee, or anyone else with this current group. They just got Tobias Harris, and they beat Denver last night.
I'll say this. Brooklyn, the coach of Brooklyn out schemes them all the time with less talent.
Brooklyn has their number. They do have their number.
Has their number or Brett Brown's number. They're beating Brett Brown. Brett Brown, the guy is playing basically with nothing. We seen Larry Brown do it to people. Larry Brown is a great coach that he to out scheme people with less talent. And that's what happens with Brett Brown. Brett Brown is running a system that a really good coach get out scheme. That's what happens. That's why I'm nervous. Like the team almost has to be actually like Brett Brown proof for them to actually beat those teams.
Man,
and I'm gonna say this about LeBron.
Yeah.
My problem with LeBron is he loves to win, but he doesn't love to compete. And a lot of young guys, like the players in the league now, they're caught up in winning but not competing. Like, they want to join up with guys. And when you look at in the 80s, guys wanted to win, but it was more competitive. Guys wanted to compete against the best.
Yeah.
These guys want to make sure that they win a championship to put it on their resume. They don't want to go through the wars to actually get that stuff on their resume.
The process of competition. I hear you. I like that point, Jason. That's a great point, and I appreciate it. I disagree with the Brett Brown one. To this extent, I don't know yet. I want to see how he handles this team, how he coaches this group that he now has been presented with a starting five loaded with scorers and guys who could get baskets. And I want to see how he handles that. If he has struggles, if they get bounced out in the first round, if they don't do well and he gets out coached and out schemed, then I'll come over to James's side. But I like what he said about LeBron, and I agree with this. Loving to win, but not loving the competition. I've always had a problem with wanting to join up the best guys. Like, I'll talk about just being in a playground game when we choose up sides and play flag football or whatever. I always want to take the lesser guy, not the better guy, because I want to elevate someone else's play and I want to win. Like, I don't want to have the super team. Like, I know I'm talking about Turkey Bowl football or whatever, but when you have guys like LeBron who at first it was LeBron, Dwayne Wade and Bosh, and then he goes back to Cleveland, now he goes to LA, and then you have KD going to Golden State. Like, don't you want to win on your own? Don't you want to compete and enjoy the competition, the process of trying to be a champion on your own? So I really like the point that he just made. Chris in Plymouth Meeting, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you know, I've been thinking about this topic of who wins the next title for a couple days.
It's a tough one, isn't it, Chris? I'm still not sure of my Phillies pick.
Well, and so here's what I think. I think that it's unlikely that the Sixers win it this year. They got a shot, but I don't think it's likely.
Right.
I think the Phillies right now are only about an 86-win team. I think adding Real Muto probably moves their over-under up to around 86, 87.
I agree.
But that means you're probably not even in the playoffs. Okay?
It depends. Yeah, it depends on how things break out, but you're probably right.
It takes 89 to 91 to have a 50% shot at the playoffs. That means you're borderline, okay? The chance of getting Machado or Harper, I felt pretty good until I read an article in 538 today. Mm-hmm. And they actually think that the Phillies aren't in the top two for either one of them.
I don't know who wrote that.
It was actually based on some computer modeling. So I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying I think maybe we've all been a little too optimistic here in Philadelphia, because the Phillies have been going full bore for both of them. And, you know, you think you've got two possible dates to the prom, it might mean you have none.
That's a good one. I like that. I really, and I said earlier in the show, Chris, I don't think that either guy's first preference is Philadelphia.
Right.
And for that reason, they're not here. Because if it was their first preference and the Phillies want them, the deal would have been done. So I think if the Phillies end up getting one of these guys, it's a situation where they couldn't get what they wanted on a team they wanted to go to, and they feel like, okay, the Phillies are my fallback option.
Right. So I don't think I think that means the Phillies are unlikely to make the playoffs, which means, of course, they can't win the series. So then you get back to the Eagles, and at this point, we don't have a reason for thinking the Eagles will be better than they were this year. And this year, they were, you know, they made it to the semis. Mm-hmm. Right? So could they go further? Yeah, but I don't know that it'll happen. So then we get to next year with the Sixers, and I'm thinking next year with the Sixers is when we see a championship.
So you got 2020 Sixers. Chris, appreciate the call. He's got 2020 Sixers being the next team, and I like his logic, and he went through each one there and gave you his reasoning for why he doesn't think it's going to happen this year for either or any of the three teams, but he thinks it'll be the Sixers in 2020. I went with the Phillies only because I think there's an outside chance if they end up with Harper and they do get a pitcher and you go through the season and you make a move at the deadline, that there's a possibility they could win it this year. Like, I look at the NBA and I go Golden State. I look at baseball, I don't, you know, Boston, the Yankees, the Dodgers, Cubs, there's a lot of teams that are in the mix, but I think the Phillies, if they make the right moves, can go in there and steal a championship this year. And we're all waiting on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. 610-632-0975. Which team is in the best position to win the next title here in Philadelphia? And I'm going to tell you what I did here at the Fanatic Studios for the first time in my 9 months at the station. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe, two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
December was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. And now January has turned out to be the best month Wall Street's seen since the 1980s. Is 2019 going to be a bull or bear market? Investors are looking to February 13th for answers. That's when some of the most well-known bulls and bears in the world will come together to discuss what you should do with your money right now, including how to know the exact date to sell any stock you own. Special guests include hedge fund manager Whitney Tilson, legendary bull Steve Sugarrood, and famed value investor Dan Ferris. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Over the past decade, Dr. Smith has helped over 50,000 investors determine the perfect time to sell their investments for maximum profit. To learn about this major event and how you can attend absolutely free, go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Hi, welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi, I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
987-9-87-55. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, Julie from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at FamilyJewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
A $224 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti. I'm here till 7. Who's in next, Brian? Is that Joe?
Joe Stazak.
Joe Stazak is in at 7. And starting Monday, you hear this music, right? This might be part of Mike's music medley. Starting Monday, February 11, Mike Mish will be doing his annual Valentine's Day love music medley. There will be 3 songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference love and each song and artist each day. And you'll win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers on Friday, February 15. We will award the grand prize to one of the 5 daily winners. The grand prize consists of, you ready for this? $500 Physique Barbecue Fire Pit from Landis Block, an Angel's Heart Diamond Necklace from Steven Singer Jewelers, a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th, $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Billy Joel still doing it? How old is Billy Joel? Wow. I'm going to check in on our poll now, Brian. Let's see what we have here. It's moved up for the Sixers. So since I said the Phillies are my team, they've gone down a percentage point. We're over 1,900, and the Sixers went up to 62. Eagles are 25. Flyers sitting strong at 4%. You know what? 4% of 1,902 voters. So what does that equal? 4% of 1,902 people say that the Philadelphia Flyers will be the next team in this city. That's 76 people said that the Flyers, and then the Phillies at 9%. 76 people out there think that the Flyers will be the next team in this city to win a championship. What have you seen to make you think that?
It's got to just be Carter Hart, the excitement to actually have a goalie in this town. But, I mean, even then, they got to have somebody that can put the puck in the net. So
right?
I feel like that's a little ways away.
Wow.
I'm still surprised at the lack of respect for the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are legit Super Bowl contenders here in 2019.
25% have the Eagles. Sixers are running away with it. So there's a lot. That means there's a lot of people out there
62% of these 2,000 votes almost who are extremely optimistic. That's over 1,200 people about the 76ers. And I wonder, had we done this and said, will that happen in 2019 or 2020, if it may be different. But I wanted to say, hey, we wanted to know best position to win the next
title. If the Sixers will get it done next year, then that means
the Phillies and Eagles don't. My logic was, when I factored in the Phillies, is because I don't think the Sixers can do it this year. So I wanted to go with the Phillies because I feel that's a team that, hey, they're Bryce Harper, maybe another piece, whatever they can do to just get in, that it could happen in 2019. Like, I seriously, at this point, not even a week before they go to spring training, and I think they have a shot. I think they have a shot.
Yeah, and we said earlier in the show that you believe that they're a playoff contender. So if they can get into the playoffs, get hot, they could not easily, but they could win the World Series. They have a better chance, I feel like, to win a World Series this year than the Sixers to win the NBA title.
This year.
That doesn't mean I don't think the Sixers will be in the championship, but it's tough to get past the Warriors.
Yeah, it is. And it's tough. It's going to be tough to get there. It's going to be a tough road to get there. It's going to be difficult to, if you get Boston in the first round, they could get bounced out in the first round. I know there was a caller earlier who thinks that Brett Brown is the reason. Jasper checks in and says he's so sick of hearing people say that Brett Brown can't coach. You don't win more than 50 games. On track to win almost 60 this year and make it to the second round of the playoffs, your first year in the playoffs, if you can't coach, who would they replace him with? And I see what Jasper's saying there. It's going to be a big playoff series for Brett Brown. Do you think, Brian, there's any scenario in which the 76ers would move on from Brett Brown based on this season? Anything that happens in the playoffs, maybe a first round sweep?
Yeah, I don't see there any scenario in which they lose in the first round. I don't think they'll be playing Boston. I think Indiana will come back. But if things go wrong with Jimmy Butler and Embiid is unhappy and Ben Simmons is unhappy, then it's going to land on Brett Brown. And say they do lose in the second round of the Celtics, you know, 4-1.
Yeah.
Then I can see a scenario in which Brett Brown is going to be the guy at fault. It's on nobody else. This trade ratcheted up the pressure on Brett Brown. Don't you think?
You're right. It does. It does. Because now it's on him. And I know they got another 6 weeks until the postseason starts, till the playoffs start. So you have time to get the team and get the guys and get them to gel and figure out how they're going to work together and try and get them ready to go. It could, if somehow it were to fall apart, and that would be the only way. But I think that Brett Brown is definitely not just here.
Barring
this year,
disaster.
That's the only way.
I mean, last year they got to the semis. I think they have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think Elton Brand made that pretty clear, but
it's interesting that he would put that out there, though.
Yeah, it is interesting
that he would say that.
It's on Brett Brown now, that's for sure. But he does have a lot of personalities. He's got to, you know, get together here in a quick time.
Yeah, and that could be a difficult thing too when you have a lot of different personalities. I think the guys that they added with Harris and James Ennis are not going to be look at me, selfish, me first kind of guys. They kind of showed that right away. Boban as well, too. Like, these are guys who are going to be role players in Ennis, in Marjanovic's case, and in Tobias Harris's case. He's a starter. He was out there yesterday. How many minutes did he play? He was out there for 32 minutes, shot 6 of 12, had 8 rebounds, scored 14 points. So he was out there 32, Embiid 33, Simmons 34, Butler 36, and JJ was out there for 33 minutes. That's, you don't want your guys playing 45, 48, and they now have the ammunition to where they can roll guys in there. Mike Scott didn't do much, 16 minutes. He was 1-for-4. But he was plus 6 on the floor. So he gave you some at the other end. TJ McConnell, 14, Korkmaz, 12 minutes, Marjanovic, 15, and Ennis, 15. Nice to see Ennis dropping a couple 3-pointers in there. Marjanovic even, I missed it. I didn't see him take a three-pointer. Did you see him take a three-pointer? He missed it. I didn't see it.
I don't think this is going to end bad for the Sixers. I think they'll be there at the end. I think they'll, at worst, be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know about you. And maybe your thoughts on Jimmy Butler. Do you think he's going to be an issue the rest of the way, or do you think?
No. Yeah, I think a lot of that's blown out of proportion,
I agree,
Brian,
with you.
I think so much of that stuff's blown out of proportion. I see a guy who... when he came in here, he said all the right things. He showed you his fun side, his personality, wanting to win. He's in a situation now that's a good one for him, where he gets an opportunity to want to win. I think the Sixers kind of shot down all that talk about. Brett Brown said, "Hey, I have no problem with Jimmy Butler. I want to see. I want to be challenged sometimes." And I think that goes back to a little bit of. Sort of not quite as bad or as egregious as the fabricated Carson Wentz stuff, but too much is made of it. It's blown out of proportion when people try and say that there are personality issues and there are issues. And you always have to question, like, when you're getting that information, who's giving it to you? If you're getting that information, why is that person telling it to you? And why are they telling you this? Maybe... When any time an anonymous source is going to go talk trash about someone else, they ought to look in the mirror, because the problem is them more often than not. If you are going to run to a media personality, in the case of Jimmy Butler's story, was that Woj? Brian?
Jackie McMullen, right?
Was that Jackie McMullen, or she was just commenting?
She said he was on thin ice.
She said thin ice, but then there was the story that said that he had that sort of like an altercation, not an altercation, but like a confrontation with Brett Brown. I thought that may have been Woj.
I don't believe that was Woj.
No.
I'd have to double check.
But it was somebody credible. It was somebody credible who reported that
it was definitely somebody credible. It was after the Portland game where they got blown out.
Yeah.
And he had a spat with Brett Brown.
So when somebody goes and
was it on JJ Redick's podcast?
No. It was.
Redick was talking about it.
Oh, he was? Okay, yeah. It was definitely reported. I thought it was. I don't know who reported it, but it was somebody credible. But whoever it was who got that information needs to ask that source, who was apparently in the room, like, what is your problem with Jimmy Butler or Coach Brown, and why are you interpreting their conversation as a confrontation? Because not every conversation or every confrontation is necessarily a conversation. It just depends on a matter of perception and who's hearing it. Let's get to Steve in Virginia Beach. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Boys, what's up?
How are you, man?
All right, man. Just shout out to 76ers 24/7 group on Facebook. First of all, we absolutely live, sleep, die 76ers, man. We're so super excited right now, dude. I'm telling you.
You gotta be fired up right now, Steve.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Listen, I hope all four of our big guys stay. JJ Redick pointed out last night how he's 35 years old and he ain't got a whole lot of runs left. But I think he's going to be literally the breadwinner in all this, because a lot of our guys, you have to double. JJ's just really, really going to relish this, being open. You can't, double somebody that's going to run around all the time with the talent we have. Question I have from you guys is this, and it kind of puts me in a little fear because of Ben Simmons' LA connection. First of all, Kendall is originally from Los Angeles. One of his best buddies, LeBron James, his mentor is from out there. If Ben Simmons does not sign a contract extension this summer, do we go along and trade Ben Simmons by the trade deadline? I say yes. What do you guys think?
If he doesn't sign, I think he's going to sign. If he doesn't sign, then that's a legitimate question you have, because if he doesn't sign and his agent makes it clear that they want a test free agency and they're, then you know he's not married to you for the next contract, then at the trade deadline next year, you're going to have to really consider that. But there's a long way off between now and then, Steve. So I think we avoid that by seeing him sign this one, and it's the next one where he could potentially go away. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
And just to clear that up, the Jimmy Butler situation, it was Ramona Shelbourne and Woj.
So
then they had it on the jump.
Okay,
with Rachel Nichols. So
then absolutely credible.
And JJ Redick spoke about it as well, and was just like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah. Really, nothing worse than I've ever seen before. But I think because it's Jimmy Butler, it gets so blown out of the force.
That's the key point, Brian. Because Jimmy Butler came here with this, the people had this perception of him as being a guy who causes issues and causes problems. I was here the day they traded for him and talked to people in Minnesota who said, hey, a lot of his teammates do like him. He's very well liked. And it was just they were at different points in their lives, him and Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. So 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. February 7th, 2019. Blockbuster day deal in Philadelphia. And 97.5 The Fanatic is all over it. The Sixers trade Markelle Fultz to the Magic for Jonathan Simmons, plus first and second round picks. The Phillies agree to acquire catcher JT Realmuto from the Marlins for catcher Jorge Alfaro, right-hander Sixto Sanchez, and left-hander Will Stewart. We are your inside connection to all the city's breaking sports news and listening to your reaction. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoffia from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, business owners, does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Come in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Nice and five, The Fanatic, Rob Motti with you for a few more minutes. 610-632-0975. Reading a breakdown of myths with Carson Wentz, and it's pretty interesting. Very well done by Rube. Let's go to Pat in Houston. You're on 975, The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to hop on about the, I think it was two callers ago that said Ben Simmons possibly trying to get to L.A. and force his way out. Yeah. I was going to just comment on that and
sure.
say I think as long as Joel Embiid is committed to staying like with Philadelphia, then any point guard wouldn't want to play with him would be foolish.
Any point guard who wouldn't want to. Yeah,
I
agree with you. I mean, Ben Simmons isn't the typical point guard, but wanting to play with Joel Embiid and wanting to be coached with, and somebody brought this up on Twitter. He said he thinks that people are underestimating the relationship Simmons and Coach Brown have. I agree with that. I think they have a really excellent relationship, and he will want to continue to play with it for him.
Right. No, I agree. I just think as long as 21's here, then I don't think we have a problem with losing any players to go to a better destination is my point.
Yeah, and the Sixers are the only team that can offer Ben Simmons the max. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Pat. The Sixers are the only team that can offer Ben Simmons the max next year. They're the only ones who can give him whatever the super max is. And wow, the projections are, is it really going to be around 223 that year? So it would be after, it would be in July 2020. He will be eligible for a 5-year maximum contract extension in July 2019 with current, wow, 223, man, that supermax money is insane. It's crazy money. Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, eventually Ben Simmons, and the Sixers front office has given Elton Brand every indication. He said that they are okay with that and they'd have to pay the luxury tax and all that stuff. So that's like, I don't know how many of you were at the game and heard this, but they retire Moses Malone's number, and various people are doing a video tribute saying, and it was cool to see from Magic Johnson to, they had a bunch of Philadelphia sports former players like Larry Boa, Mike Quick. They had Merrill Reese. They had all kinds of guys. Like some of them were, and Mike Schmidt. I was like, yeah, you really don't need this guy talking about Moses Malone. Anyway, then it was Josh Harris's turn. And I don't know if Josh misspoke or what, but he said, when you think of the best player to ever play for the Sixers, you think of Moses Malone. Well, how about Wilt?
Yeah, I think he meant to say one of the best, and maybe he just messed it up, misspoke. But you can't say Moses was the best player to ever, as great as he was, the best player to ever play for the Sixers. So I don't know if anybody else caught that, but Josh Harris said that. I was like, huh, what, really? I think he meant to say one of the best. Brian, you have a Phillies over-under?
The MLB official account tweeted out a bunch of over-unders, a graphic, and the Phillies at 80 went.
They're 80 right now?
I don't think that's the Vegas number, but that's what MLB tweeted out. The actual MLB account.
The MLB?
They're going way over 80, right?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know if this is just them doing their own thing. Houston 103, the Yankees 100, Milwaukee 96, Tampa 90, the Phillies at 80, and the Mets at 77.
Why would they think that the Phillies, who won 80 games last year, are going to... No. The over-under would be 80 after the additions that they made.
That's wild.
Wow.
Way over 80.
When did you see that? That's
just 2 hours ago.
By MLB?
Yeah. And our final, I guess, poll numbers here.
Yeah.
Over 2,100 votes. The Eagles at 24%. The Sixers at 62%. The Flyers at 4%. And the Phillies at 10% for the team that you think... will win the next title for Philadelphia.
Wow, the Phillies got up to 10%.
They got up to 10%, yeah.
So they were at 10. I said, that's the team I'm taking. They dropped to 9, and I got a couple more votes to get it up to 10%. I'm still blown away that the Sixers are 60, that far of a disparity between the Sixers and then the Eagles. I would have thought that it would have been closer to like 40 and 30, and maybe the Phillies would be in the high 20s. But 62% of the Sixers means there's a lot of people out there who are very optimistic about the Sixers and whether
they think... Get excited!
Yeah, Tom McGinnis. He is the best. Tom McGinnis is absolutely the best. The Sixers in 2019 or 2020, yeah, I think they have a shot. I don't think they have a shot this year. For as good of an opportunity as this is going to be, and the additions that Elton Brand made, and bringing in Harris and adding the bench depth, it's a tough conference. It's going to be a dogfight getting out of the conference, and then you're still going to have to be assuming Golden State doesn't slip up on their way to the finals. It's going to be difficult for the Sixers to win it this year.
But the fact that we're even able to do a poll like this means that the sports teams are headed in the right direction. This is at the golden era, hopefully, of Philadelphia sports.
That's a great point. The fact that we're able to do this right now, you got the Phillies excitement this week. JT Realmuto added. They've made some moves. Bryce Harper could be next. The Sixers, they do this. The Eagles, you're only 1 year removed from winning the Super Bowl. They made it to the second round of the playoffs and maybe were a drop pass away from advancing. And you know why? I look at that Super Bowl. The Eagles team that lost to the Saints in New Orleans could have won the Super Bowl. Same team. Absolutely the same team. Could have gone out there and won the Super Bowl, but it didn't happen. They couldn't get it done, and now it's on the next year, and what's going to happen with Nick Foles? Are you going to go to the New York Giants? What are they going to do? All the contract stuff, we can break that down and get into it over the next couple weeks. I'll be back on here tomorrow after Sixers and LeBron, after Sixers Lakers, I will be back here, and I'm going to have Darren DeGaetano. He'll be on with me again. I had fun with Darren a couple weeks ago, and he will be back in here with me tomorrow after the Sixers game, I guess, 6:30-ish, and we're going to be going up until 9, so it'll be short, sweet, and fun. Look forward to that. Thank you to everyone who called in, everyone who checked in on Twitter. Great job out of Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Stay tuned. Joe Stazak will be up next. Until tomorrow, I'm Rob Motti reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.